This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. In the most ambitious U.S. effort to stave off the worst of climate change, President Joe Biden signed executive orders Wednesday to transform the nation's heavily fossil fuel-powered economy into a clean-burning one.
More Americans see and feel the devastation in big cities, small towns, coastlines, and in farmlands, in red states and in blue states.
The orders pause oil and gas leasing on federal land and target subsidies for those industries. The directives aim to conserve 30% of the country's lands and waters in the next 10 years, double the nation's offshore wind energy, and move to an all-electric federal vehicle fleet, among other changes. Biden's sweeping plan is aimed at starving off the worst of global warming caused by burning fossil fuels. A Democratic senator has floated the idea of censure as conviction for former President Donald Trump, as an impeachment conviction looks unlikely. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
With the Senate unlikely to convict former President Donald Trump in the upcoming impeachment trial, a Senate Democrat is floating the idea of a censure resolution. Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia is raising the possibility of a censure to condemn Trump for his role in the deadly January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia seems open to the idea.
I don't know. We all look and make sure that no one ever does this again, never thinks about doing something of a seditious insurrection such as that.
A conviction of Trump in the impeachment trial would require two-thirds of the Senate, meaning all Democrats and 17 Republicans. But on a procedural motion Tuesday, 45 Republicans voted to declare the impeachment trial unconstitutional. Mike Gracia, Washington.
On Wall Street, stocks took a tumble with all three major indices closing more than 2% lower. Visit voanews.com for more. This is VOA News. The UN Refugee Agency is appealing for $100 million to provide protection and support for thousands of African refugees who are risking their lives trying to reach and cross the Mediterranean. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The UNHCR's $100 million strategic action plan and appeal covers 25 countries that are related to the movements of refugees and migrants. Vincent Cochetel, the UNHCR Special Envoy for the Central Mediterranean situation, says the aim is to assist the refugees along their way.
Investment in better services and in protection must take place along the route and not only in coastal states.
The UNHCR is appealing to countries to strengthen safe and legal pathways for refugees, including through family reunification, which is a right under international law. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The new top U.S. diplomat, Anthony Blinken, is pledging to work with core allies and partners to confront complex global challenges while investing in a diverse and inclusive American Foreign Service. Blinken was officially welcomed to the State Department Wednesday for the first time as Secretary of State after the U.S. Senate voted 78-22 Tuesday to approve him. In remarks to State Department employees, Blinken said that they will play an important role in the leadership position the U.S. will have moving forward.
We're in the arena together. We do work that matters. So let's meet this moment, our moment, with joy.
Blinken has pledged to be a leading force in the administration's bid to reframe the U.S. relationship with the rest of the world after 4 years in which President Donald Trump questioned longtime alliances. Actor Cloris Leachman, who starred in both dramatic and comedic roles, has died. AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel has the story.
Cloris Leachman won an Oscar for her portrayal of a lonely housewife in The Last Picture Show. In this 2011 Associated Press interview, she said she loved doing the work of an actor.
It's fun to sort it out and figure it out, see who all the people are and figure out what to do. Great fun.
Leachman could also make people laugh, as she did in the role of Phyllis, the neighbor on the Mary Tyler Moore Show. She says in this 2009 clip, doing comedy is serious business.
You have to really mean it, or want it, or do it, you know, you have to give it your all.
A publicist says Cloris Leachman died in her sleep of natural causes. She was 94 years old. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.